Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast
with your friends, Steph and Sean.
Here's something we don't need. Another thing to subscribe to.
Oh, please. Like, on one hand, I want to be like, just stop there. Don't even tell me about it. But on the other hand, I'm like, please tell me what I'm going to hate right now.
Instagram.
Oh, no, no. That was just an inaudible noise.
Don't even get me started.
So they're not going to charge you to like have the app right now or anything like that, but they're beta testing 10 influencers at the moment to see if people will pay to subscribe to more exclusive content.
No. Like what? Like, Instagram just gets on my nerve. Every time they come up with an update, they're like, hey, we're doing this. I'm like, Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth, Instagram.
It wasn't broken. You don't need to fix it. I just feel like there's so many things to subscribe to now. Like, I am not going to be subscribing to an influencer. They already sometimes annoy me when I'm watching their stories. I'm not going to pay for them to annoy me.
I'm going to pay for you to lip sync Bieber? Or am I a reel of you copycatting someone else's dance? Like, what am I subscribing to here?
And that is the strange thing, is that they're saying that this will be like premium content. So the influencer still has to make regular content to keep their non-paid subscribers happy and to keep more people following them so they can, of course, make more money. But then this paid thing is they can charge people $0.99 to $99 a month for this exclusive content, which is exactly that. Like, what are they going to do that's so exclusive that you can't get already for free from somebody else?
It sounds like OnlyFans now. Now it sounds like they're trying to be like a PG, less spicy version of Only. Oh my, this is so stupid. I'm over Instagram. I'm over it.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
So at the start of the week, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox, they got engaged. Machine Gun Kelly proposed. And at the end of their engagement, they decided to sip on each other's blood for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how it went down, whether they like sliced their fingers or what happened. But either way, we got this interesting phone call this morning about someone from Fort McMurray having some sort of experience. Here you go. You can just listen to it. I don't really have any more words about it. Thanks for calling Mix 103.7. This is Steph and Sean. Who's this?
Hi there. This is Joey. How's it going?
Good. How are you, Joey?
I'm great. I just wanted to give you guys a shout and thank you for the great idea. I am now happily engaged through a blood pack, and things have never been better.
What did we do to help?
I heard the other morning about somebody wanting to get married, and the wife was very adamant about drinking the other's blood, and I really thought it was a great idea.
You're kidding.
No way. How did it all go down for you then? Break it down.
I just brought it up as a general idea, thinking that the other one would think I was out to lunch, and apparently they were on board, and it just went down.
Yo, do you have pictures or videos or anything?
I do not. I may have a decent-sized cut, but that's about all.
I was going to ask, how did this happen? Like, you didn't, like, have a needle? You used a knife to drink the blood?
Yes, it must be the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Not teeth either, eh?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, I guess. I wish you a lifetime of happiness with this.
I hope so as well. Thank you very much.
So, modern-day matchmakers, Steph?
I guess so, but is it for vampires or...
Oh, congratulations either way. We love love.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
I'm learning the ins and outs of my new-to-me car. And it's got a few quirks. One of them is that the door on the driver's side only locks when it's shut. So I have to
I just had to process that sentence in my head. The door only locks
when
it's shut.
When it's shut from the inside. So to have the door locked when I leave the car, I have to climb out the passenger
side
up. Door.
You're one of those.
Okay, it only happened like in this cold snap and it just hasn't recovered yet. So I'm hoping that something's going to right itself as the temperature warms.
Amazing.
The other day.
Wow. You can spot you easily in public. You see someone crawling out the passenger door. It's like, oh, there's Steph from the radio station.
Okay, let's not make a scene, all right? So anyway, the other day I get into the car and I shut the door. And like it now, because of this strange thing, needs to be, you know, slammed.
Yeah.
It just needs a little extra oomph. But I was getting in carefully because I had remote started and I didn't want to touch the brake, which would turn off my car.
Oh, yes.
And I think that I forgot to do that step because I was going down the Confed exit to get onto 63 to go south. And it was, you know, that little bit of a curve.
Oh, yeah.
And suddenly there was quite a bit of wind in my car. And thankfully I was buckled in because my door was open.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Flew right, or just a little bit?
It flew open enough that I had to reach over to pull it shut.
My goodness.
And then, of course, like, you know, you're like, I'm driving, now my door is open, and I don't have the oomph that I usually have when I'm stopped and planning on shutting the door.
There's like 700 potholes around that turn, too, so you're like, yeah, you got a risk of falling out right there. Yeah,
I was like, thank God I buckled. So then I'm just like, I pulled the door close, but it's not latched. And I'm still driving. And I was like, all right, when I get on a straight stretch, like you can't just pull over as well because my hand is occupied and the signal light to say I'm pulling over is the hand that needs to be doing that. So get on the straight stretch and I'm like, all right, door, you gotta do your thing. Open and shut really good. And so then I'm in this car like pulling it shut and we survived, John.
Wow, wow. If we combined our cars, I bet you we could have one fully functional car. That'd be pretty great.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
So many trends over the time COVID has been present from all the way the start of 2020 to now in 2022. Steph, I want to put you to a challenge here to see, A, if you can recall those trends, and B, what order they came in.
Oh, dear. Okay. I just feel like this has kind of been a blur for the last 2 years.
So big time.
I don't know how I'm going to do on this.
Like, I have to say the date out loud every single day. So I remember it. Oh, it is a Friday. It's not a Tuesday. What am I talking about?
Right. It's January. It's 2022 now.
Yeah. Okay. So here we go. What do you think was the first viral trend of the COVID era?
The first viral trend.
I'm not going to give you any options. Just try and think back. What was everyone doing right when it started?
Watching Tiger King?
Yes!
Really?
Oh my goodness! What came first? Remember when everything got turned into a cake?
Yeah.
It'd be like a Lego structure, but then someone would take a knife to it and they'd be like, psych, it's cake!
Yes, I do remember that.
So weird. Did that come first? Or did the Bernie Sanders mitts meme come first?
Okay, Bernie Sanders mitts meme. I think that's almost like exactly 1 year old today. So I think the cake trend came first.
Cake trend did come first.
Oh, okay.
Two
All
for
right.
two. Woo-hoo. Look at you over here. All right. So okay. Final question All here. Right. What is everyone doing right now that you would say is the current COVID trend?
Oh my gosh, Sean. A current COVID trend right now. They're getting ready to watch Bel Air in February? I don't know.
Well, it's funny that you don't get this one because you're terrible. It's Wordle.
Oh.
You're not terrible at it. It's just funny to watch you trying to.
You don't have to try and be nice to me, Sean. I am so bad at Wordle.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
Putting a page out there to all of our vehicle people. We've had them contribute to the show a time or two in the past, Steph.
Yes, it's very true. And we need some advice, some knowledge about Sean's car.
Mm-hmm. So how far does your car knowledge go? Where do you go?
I know what the alternator does. I know the antifreeze is green. And I know you got to fill it up every couple of weeks.
There we go. Every couple of weeks? You got to fill up what?
The car with gas, not the antifreeze.
Oh, I was like, hold up. Are you changing? I was like, I don't do that.
No, these are multiple facts. That's as far as my car knowledge goes.
My heart skipped beat there. I was like, I've been driving for 15, 16 years, and I've never done that once. touched my antifreeze fluid.
Probably a good idea. If you see green on the pavement, that's just, you just know, like, my antifreeze is leaking. I am a knowledgeable car
I will call my husband now.
Yes, exactly. That's the other thing I know, how to call my husband.
my car knowledge is like, I know how to boost the car. I know how to change the tires. Anything with the guts inside of it, nah, I'm lost. Don't even get me started on that. But we have a question to pose out to all of our homies out there who are good with the cars.
Yes, because it has been weeks of the cold snap, and Sean has been walking by his car and giving it a little remote start, and it's been boosted multiple times. But the last 2 days, you haven't tried the boost, but it also hasn't started.
Yeah, yeah. I think two days ago, when we touched minus 40 again, I drove it once that morning, and then I forgot to start it in the afternoon or evening or go driving around or anything of that nature. And then the next morning when I walked by it, did not start. And then the next day, yesterday, did not start at all. So now we're posing the question, when it gets to like minus 3, my car's just chilling in that nice weather, do we think it will start again, or does it actually need to get boosted? Is it totally dead?
Yeah, I think that's the huge part of it. Does it need to be boosted once it's been dead once, or can it, you know, warm up and be like, I'm a car again. I remember that I'm supposed to start.
See, that's the inside of me was like, you know what? All it needs is some warmer weather. But the logical part of me is like, nah, it's dead. It needs a boost.
Yeah. Somebody help us. 780-791-1037. Car people, we are not. Just went through a list of things that Sean and I can do for cars. It's very minimal. And one of mine on the list is, I know how to call my husband. Sean, let's get Sky on the phone and see what he has to say about your car problem.
Hi, Sky.
Hey.
All right, here we go, Sky. I don't know much about the guts of cars, okay? So 2 days ago, minus 40 hits again. Car doesn't start. And so I don't drive it for the whole afternoon or evening. I drove it that morning. Didn't drive it afternoon or evening. Yesterday, didn't even try to start it. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to leave it. And I'm going to try and start it when it's minus 3 outside and it's just been basking in that glorious weather.
Yeah.
Do you think it just needs to chill in the minus 3, or is it totally dead and I need to boost it?
Depends on your battery, but... if you need to boost it that much, though, probably your battery, not like, does it the alternator keeps it going perfectly well no matter how much you drive it once it gets going?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's time for a new car.
what do you think? What do you think? Do you think if it sits in the minus 3, it'll be like, you know what, I'm ready to go again? Or do you think I'll have to boost it?
I think, based on how many times you've boosted it, I think your battery's toast. So warming it up isn't going to help at this point.
All right. Time will tell, Steph.
We'll keep your
good luck, though.
Thank you, Sky.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
I don't know why we give them this power, but it seems like Gen Z makes the rules.
They were born in the online world, and they're online all the time.
I guess so, but like, you know, last year they were telling us that you couldn't do the laughy cry face emoji anymore. That was for old people. Facebook's for old people. Side parts and skinny jeans are out. You can tell I'm offended. Now they're saying that GIFs are for boomers.
Okay, why did they say that? I love GIFs, damn it.
Oh, we're not even boomers and we're old. They're saying that like they're lazy. They're used to like curated content creation that is for them and like personalized, and they find that GIFs are just like, oh, you didn't know what to say? Here's a silent Phoebe making a face.
Well, that's exactly Fred. Why I use them.
Well, they're on to you, Sean. They also say that they feel like it's for elder millennials as well. They're if you use a GIF in a conversation, I know that you're at least 33.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Right?
Near that. Well, it's so true, though. Like, when I use a GIF, I'm like, I have nothing more to add to this conversation. Here's how I feel.
Yeah.
GIF.
GIF. Here you go.
That's the end of the conversation.
Here's Michael Jackson eating some popcorn.
That's right.
And it's crazy, too, because I've been reading this article, and they say that GIFs came out in 1989.
Oh.
And they were like created by people who really cared and were like, I'm going to like really work hard to pull this little clip of this tiny person dancing silently from a movie and things like that. And like, I remember having a debate in 2020, like only 2 years ago, about whether it was GIF or JIF.
Oh, yes.
And now I'm like, how is it already gone? It's only been 2 years, but apparently it's been 30 too.
Oh, my goodness.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
There are some sacrifices you make to live somewhere you want to live. For instance, you want to live in Fort McMurray, you have to drive 4 hours to Costco. It's just a sacrifice.
That's right.
We're willing to make.
Yeah.
A town in Antarctica, sacrifice to live there, you have to have your appendix removed.
Oh, damn. Just like no one there to treat appendixes, I guess?
Basically what they're saying is the closest hospital is over 600 miles away. We're not going to get you there in time if your appendix bursts. So let's just mitigate the issue before it happens. And you cannot come here if you still have your appendix.
Wow, that is quite the thing. I mean, it probably rules out a lot of people.
For sure. And apparently most people that live there are like researchers and people who are trying to like figure out what's going on with like global warming and whatever. And so they're willing. There's about 100 people there that all live freely without their appendix just so that they can do their research.
Jeez, well, if a bunch of smart people are doing it, maybe it's the smart thing to do to get it removed.
You gonna sign up, Sean? You wanna go there?
I don't know. Do they need a radio person there? What's the salary like? I'll consider it.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
Yesterday, we were partaking in one of our favorite activities up here in the booth, which is people watching outside of our second floor view, eh?
Yeah, we love to look down and see what's going on. And a lot of times when it snowed a lot, you get the best people watching because you can see who is cleaning off their car correctly and who is a hazard to all on the road.
I'm not a big person on judging, except when it comes to people not clearing off their cars. And yesterday, there was a truck. Lots of snow on this bad boy. Looked like it was actually parked there overnight as well.
Yeah, because the parking attendant came and they cleared off a tiny spot on this guy's window, put a parking ticket on it, and we were like, ooh, gotta watch, see what is happening down there.
Yeah, I wanted to see his facial reaction. I wanted to see the person like walk out of wherever they were and just be like the little corner part of the windshield wiper area wiped off to the ticket. I wanted to see the reaction, but we didn't get it. We got a bird instead.
Yeah, all of a sudden, the ticket was gone, and there was just these little, I mean, little is the wrong word here, giant bird prints across the hood, ticket gone, and then the bird flew off clearly. And so it stole the guy's ticket that said he was going to get towed.
Do you think that can pass in like court or something? Like you walk out to your car, you don't know that you got a ticket, but lo and behold, like a month later, it's like, hey, pay up. You're like, pay up for what?
Yeah, maybe you could be like, a bird stole it, I'm sure. It's like, the dog ate my homework.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
Made a trip to the grocery store yesterday, and I saw what might have been one of the most interesting humans I've seen in quite a while here.
What were they up to?
So, grocery store filled with a bunch of characters, but this time, waiting in line to pay for my groceries, there's a guy right at the front, like, getting his groceries checked out.
Okay.
And he is literally just eating his groceries, no mask on, and just having a time while the teller is just like, what is happening? Like, he's drinking like a yogurt. Like a,
what?
What are those like tiny little like yogurt things for children?
Like a Go-Gurt?
Yeah,
or
one
a
of those.
Yoplait?
He was just down in one of those. He had like a cookie in another hand. I'm like, you just ripped open your groceries before, like, so many questions here.
And did he have a mask hanging on his ear? Like, it was like he was trying to be like, I don't need to wear this mask right now because I'm eating. Or was he just like,
no, he was in full send it mode. He did not care. He had zero cares whatsoever. And then on top of that, he was just like belching out loud.
What?
And I was like, dude, this wasn't acceptable before the pandemic. It's not acceptable during. It's not going to be acceptable in the future either. I don't get any of this.
Did he at least say excuse me when he belched?
What do you think? You think kind of all these like, oh, excuse. No, he was just the most rude, weird person I have ever encountered in public. He was making a statement and it worked because I noticed and I never want to see that again.
Aww.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
I recently moved into a new place, start of the month. They have a dishwasher there. Bless up. Absolutely love that. One thing that I noticed that is a different preference than what I do, though, Steph.
Yeah.
When putting your utensils into the dishwasher, the holder thing, They like to put their utensils in with the handle down and the stabby or scoopy parts up.
Yep. That
and makes I think sense. That is wild.
Really?
You have a dishwasher, right?
I have a dishwasher.
Don't do this. How do you load your utensils?
I put my utensils in just that way, with the handles down and the scoopy parts up.
Oh, why? Why do you do this?
Because
why?
I want them to get the most water and spray and soap possible. And I mean, like, when I do dishwashing loading, they pretty much go in clean as it is. I'm a real good rinser. But, like, I don't want... If they're pointing down, then the spoon has the opportunity to just hug another spoon, and then you go to take it out, and it's gross. Whatever was on the back of the spoon and the front of the spoon is together.
Well, I thought you said that they were clean. You already washed them in clean, so it shouldn't matter.
Exactly. So why do I care? I'm putting them up. I'm giving them big chances to get sanitized.
I think, Kate, do you not think, like, the water and the soap hits the bottom of those
parts? I don't think it hits it as much as it hits the top when it's free to roam and be a spoon compared to stuck in a little container.
Wild. Okay, like, I'm totally the opposite, because I think that's a dishwasher problem then. If your stuff isn't getting clean at the bottom, you might need to, like, get your dishwasher, like, serviced or something. It's just, the handle is a handle for a reason. That's the part that you operate at all times. So why wouldn't you just, like, knives, forks, anything. I also rinse and then put in as well. So,
yeah.
But then it's just, I'm always holding onto the handle. And then when you're taking the utensils out of the dishwasher, you can just easily grab the handles and put them away.
No, you just wash your hands, and then if you need to touch the top parts, you can. But as well, you're saying it's a dishwasher problem, but lots of dishwashers come with the little containers that have slots for you to put the handles down. So I feel like it's a absolute map for all to say, since they expect you with these slotty things, if you don't have any slots, you've been trained, you don't need the puzzle anymore.
Oh, see, a lot of extra steps here is like, wash your hands and then flip the utensil around and then put it, and it's like, no, just handle down. Clearly we're on opposite sides. I think I'm obviously in the right here, though.
I think you're obviously in the wrong. Somebody settle it for us. 780-791-1037. Handles up, handles down. Andrew, what do you think?
I'm pretty sure those slots are made for knives.
What?
Those slots are made for knives.
There we go.
But there's so many different knife blade widths. Do you really think that they expect them all to fit in those little tiny slots? I think those are for handles.
I take the bigger knives and I lay them flat on the top rack, and I put the normal knives in the slots where they're supposed to go.
There we go.
I think we're going to have to agree to disagree. Sean is egging you on over here.
That's one for me, okay, Steph?
Fine. Somebody help me. I need a one for me. I need two for me. Handles up, handles down in the dishwashers. Laura, what do you think?
Hi, Sean. Lucky I'm not his mother, and just heard him say that about the dishwasher.
Pardon me?
You are so wrong. Besides that, the furthest, like in the back of the dishwasher, is your sharpest knives, then your butter knives, then your forks, spoons, miscellaneous, and then like baby utensils.
And then you just sort it like this, all with the stabby parts up?
Stabby parts up, but the stabbies are in the back, so you should be able to reach in without accidentally cutting yourself.
It still doesn't change it. That's bad.
No.
I'm with you, Laura. I would like you to come to my house. We could eat dinner together and clean up, and neither of us would be like, oh, I wish you would do this differently.
We should write a manual for properly loading dishwashers.
Me and Laura, we're friends. That's one
for
me,
friends.
Sean.
Dishwasher buddies.
Fine.
We're friends with clean dishes.
You're still wrong. You're friends in the wrong.
No, I have gone to people's houses and reloaded their dishwasher after they loaded them. I have.
Laura, you are on a different level.
Get it right, Sean.
Dishwasher etiquette, handles up or down. Susie, what do you think?
I just use my dishwasher as a storage. I don't even use my dishwasher. Just so you know. But yeah, so anyhow, I would suggest use your dishwasher for storage.
Not for cleaning?
But knives up for sure.
So wait, let me get this straight. You don't clean in there, but you're just like, heck it. Stabby part up.
Yeah.
For the heck of it.
Yeah. Well, when I've used the dishwasher at other people's houses, right?
My for storage, cleaning for others.
But I say knives up because and spoons and forks and everything.
Yeah, because this is what I think. You put the spoons down and then the spinner guy goes along underneath it. And then if there is a piece of food stuck in there, it's just like, oh, you know where I want to go? Bounce around. Like it's like as if you're using a sprayer wand to get it all over everything again.
I agree. I'm totally on your side.
I've literally have never experienced this. So y'all are doing something weird with your dishwashing.
Like I said, I'm old school. So for me, if I don't wash it with my hands, then it's not clean.
Do you have an opinion about handles are up or handles down in the dishwasher?
I do. You got to look at the design of the thing.
Oh.
Right? Like on either end, there's slots, right?
Yeah.
And in the middle, you have the open squares.
Right.
So if it was made to put all the utensils upward, then it would all be slots. Right?
Okay.
I see how you're trying to spin this.
So then on either side where you have the slots, that's where your knives go. So you put the knives in the slots, and the rest of the utensils face down.
All right, so you're drawing a line in the middle. You're saying you do both.
Well, the slots are made for knives, and then the open pockets are where you put, like, your forks and your spoons.
All right.
I don't know.
If everything was made to go upwards, like you're trying to say, the whole rack would be slots.
There we go.
But maybe it's right? Just like they're like, you've got miscellaneous stuff. Like you've got some jar lids and some like measuring spoons and stuff for the middle. And then the slots, they think that you're just a single person who doesn't need too many slots.
To each his own on that one, but you got to look at the design of it. I have a girlfriend with 3 kids, and I absolutely hate the dishwasher. I hate it. I love to just take it out of the house and smash it.
Really? And you're okay with washing dishes by hand then?
Yeah, because they actually get done, and they don't sit in there for days and days. And when you actually want something, you know it's going to be in the cupboard because you already hand washed it and put it away.
There we go.
You leave it in the dish.
Very true, very true.
Dishwashers are the height of laziness. I hate them.
Wow, you don't think TV remotes are the height of laziness?
No, but I hide that too when I want the dishes done.
Thanks for listening to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast. Want to connect with Steph and Sean?
Get in the mix. Join them every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 and call or text 780-791-1037.